Om Shanti. Let's take a minute to reflect on our life. Life up to the past, yesterday. Just close your eyes for a minute. Let's not look around, let people settle. Just look at your life. Scene after scene. It's my destiny. And I'm taking this minute to check how my destiny has been created. I made a plan. I wrote a script. This is how I want my life to be. I wrote a script for my family, for my children. This is how I want their life to be. Let's check the script and the destiny outcome. Have they gone hand in hand? There may be have moments where we hadn't worked very hard for something and yet the result was more than what we would have dreamt of. How did this happen? There may have been instances where we put in a lot of effort, repeated effort, and things didn't turn out the way we desired. There may have been people whom we did nothing for, but they supported us, cared for us as if they were family. There could be people I trusted. I thought they will always be there for me. But things changed. Who is deciding everything that is happening in my life? And at this moment, if there is anything I wish to change in my destiny, who should I go to? If there's anything I want to change, who is the creator of my destiny? And who can help me change what I want to change? Om Shanti. Om Shanti. We've grown up believing everything is predestined. Yes? Do we agree everything is predestined? Yes? Screen ban kar denge. Screen ban. Screen ban kar denge. Ye screen ban kar denge. Do we believe everything is predestined? Everything is predestined? No? Hanji? Up until yesterday, everything is predestined. Everything is as per God's will. Everything is as per God's will? No. Everything is as per my will? have to say yes to one of the options. One of them has to be true. Someone has to write my destiny, right? Everything, right from the moment I took this costume, which family I was born in, who were my parents, what was the health of my body, how has my life unfolded? There is some force which is deciding all this. It's not random. It's not random. It's very systematic. Who is deciding? Who decided that you will be coming here? This is also part of your destiny. This 1 week is a part of your destiny. But who decided? How is it that you are here and someone else, we would have invited them 1 year back, they had booked their tickets and 1 day before something happened and they cannot come. Who is deciding all this? Where is the control room? Where is the control room? Who is writing my destiny? Who is going to decide what's going to unfold tomorrow for me? Any thoughts? Any thoughts? Who's the creator of my destiny? Who's the creator of my destiny? Any other answer? When something doesn't go my way, when there is a crisis, when someone loses a family member, and friends and family come to meet us, console us, and they say, it's God's will. We have to accept God's will. And when they say that to us, it's like, why would God do this to me? Why would God do this to me? And yet we've grown up listening to this. Everything is happening as per God's will. So one thing is to listen to something. Second is to experiment with it. Third is to then believe it. And then fourth is to make it our truth. We cannot just listen to something and say yes. Because tomorrow we will listen to another piece of wisdom and they both could be contradictory. And we might nod our head to both. So many people say spirituality is not scientific. Spirituality is extremely scientific. Science, as we understand it, is science of the outer world, everything that can be seen. And spirituality is the science of the inner world. Whatever you hear, whatever you watch, whatever you read here, don't just accept it. Take it as a belief system that this is a possibility. If so many people are saying something and I can feel in the energy that something is right here, something is nice here, I can take it as a possibility. But then after that, we experiment it in our life. And that is my experiment. And then when I experiment it in my life and I get the result, that day I will say, this is now my truth. Till then, it's just someone's belief which I am picking up to experiment. Even something as simple as, I am a peaceful soul, is our belief which we have shared with you. It will become your truth after you respond to scenes through your nature of peace and you say, okay, why was I using anger all this time? It's very easy to respond with peace. And then you will start experiencing peace as your nature. Stillness as a nature of the mind, not the noise and the clutter that goes on. And that day you will say, yes, I am a peaceful soul. So there is a journey between shifting from a belief to the truth, and that journey is my journey of experiment. And so spirituality is very scientific, but science of experiment and experience here. Not an experiment which someone else has done and gives us the proof and we say, I accept because you are proving it. Spirituality, we accept when we prove it to ourselves. So it's an experiment of the inner world, and then when we start experiencing it, it becomes our truth. So there are two belief systems that we hear and study in so many cultures all over the world as far as destiny is concerned. One belief system is everything is as per the Supreme Power's will. And second belief system is everything is as per my karma. As is my karma. Everybody familiar with the word karma? Everyone familiar with the word karma? Anyone not familiar with the word karma? Please raise your hand. Because it's a Hindi word. It's a Hindi word, but it's global word now. It's a global word. Everybody uses it. So two belief systems. One, everything that's happening in the world is as per God's will. And second, everything that's happening in my destiny is as per my karma. Now we need to experiment and explore both of them. If everything, let's assume, if everything was happening as per God's will, how would each one's destiny be? One word. How would each one's destiny be if God was sitting up there and writing today this for you, then this? How would each one's destiny be? Perfect. One word. And very simple word. It can be nothing less than perfect. If you had to write your child's destiny, it will be perfect. You will not write a minute of pain in your child's destiny. So one is it will be perfect. Second, if you have two children, will you write their destiny equal or will it be less for one and more for another? Always equal. So if God had to write our destiny, it will be perfect. And second, it will be equal. Today, we don't see both of them. Our destinies are definitely not equal. They are. And our destinies are beautiful, but not perfect. For someone, there's a little pain here. For another one, there's a little pain in the body. For someone, there's a little pain in relationship. And environment, we know what's happening. So, God, the Supreme Power, can give us the wisdom to do the right karma, can give us the power to do the right karma, but the karma will be ours. Our karmas are beautiful, but sometimes intentionally, unintentionally, we make a mistake, and therefore our destiny sometimes has a dip. Our karmas are not the same, and so our destiny cannot be equal. It cannot be equal. Even coming here, all of us have come here, everyone has created the same karma, but while being here, the way each one of us is going to process what is going to happen is going to be everyone's different karma. And as will be the karma, so will be the experience. And that experience is the consequence of my karma. So karma is not just what we speak and how we behave. The deepest level of karma is my intention, my thoughts and feelings. Everything that I create here is karma. So karma is energy I create. That is karma. Energy I create is karma. Simple. And I create intentions, I create thoughts and emotions, I create words, I create behavior. Everything that I create, it radiates from me out into the world. This is karma. Can you hold a ball in your hand just now, please, like this? The ball is imaginary. Everyone will need to do this. Okay? Now, we will throw the ball to that wall. Oh, there's a wall. We will throw a ball. Wait. We have to think before we throw it. It's our karma. We won't hurry up and throw it like this. So now I have the power. I have the power. How I'm going to hold it? Which direction I'm going to throw it? What's my angle? What's my speed? Everything is in my control till the ball is in my hand. It's completely my power, my choice till the ball is in my hand. While I'm about to throw it, I need to remember the ball will hit the wall and it's going to come back to me. So it's the boomerang effect. So now first visualize, how would you like the ball coming to you? Think, what do you want life to bring to you? And then throw the ball. Don't just throw the ball like that. Throw the ball remembering that it's going to come at that angle, speed and direction back to you. Now, choose and throw. Thrown. All the power was till I throw. Once that ball is released out of my hand, now the ball is going to hit the wall and it's going to come back to me. The return journey of the ball can be the next minute. The return journey of the ball can be after a few hours. It can be after a few days, after a few years, after 100 years. But the ball will always come back. That is called law of karma. Law of karma means the energy I create will always have a consequence. And consequence doesn't mean anything negative. It doesn't mean anything negative. Consequence means, if I take care of my body, the consequence is good health. That's a consequence. It's a consequence of the karma I have created in taking care of my diet and my exercise. If I meditate daily, as a consequence, I develop a stronger mind. It's a consequence. So the word consequence doesn't mean anything negative. It just means consequence. It's not positive, negative, nothing. It's just a consequence. And the consequence is directly proportional to the quality of the karma that I had thrown. Sometimes in the books we read, we look at karma as some punishing force. My karma has come back to me like this. It's come as a punishment to me. Nobody is punishing us. There is no force which is punishing us for anything that we have done. There is no concept of punishment. It is just that the ball that I have thrown, it's going to come back to me. Now, when that ball is on the return journey, just visualize it coming towards you. Do I have any power on the ball which is coming towards me? Do I have any control? While throwing, I had complete control. Now that ball is returning to me, it could be in the form of a situation. It could be in the form of a person's behavior. It could be in the form of the health of my body. It's something which is happening to me. This is something I was creating. This is what is happening to me. Is the ball which is on the return journey in my control? Can I change it? Can I change it? Let's fit it here forever. Let's fit that here forever. That the ball which is coming to me is not in my control. Then what is in my control? What is in my control? Yes? Nothing. Life is not in my control. Oh, life is totally in my control. What is in my control? Where is the little sister who had stood up yesterday, whom I had hurt, but she did not get hurt? Is she there today? Ah, 1 minute again. Keep standing there. Okay? Yesterday, I had thrown very ugly balls towards her. Remember? Rude words, abusive language, in front of everyone, in front of camera, media. These were balls that I was throwing at her. For her, in which direction were the balls? They were coming to her. Why did those balls come to her? Why did they come to her? They were going like this. They were, for her, they were balls coming to her. Why is this ball coming to you? Why is this ball coming to you? Because, fill in the blank, because, have to say it, because when you say it, it's going to get recorded here. Why is this ball coming to you? Because I have thrown it, full stop, to all the other negative and waste thoughts. Why did they do this? How could they do this? Why does this happen to me? Why does this always keep happening to me? Why me? Why me? Why me? Is a full stop forever. Why is this ball coming to me? Because I've thrown it earlier. Simple. Now, my behavior with the balls coming to her, the first question her mind says, why is she doing this to me? But now, because she has understood, as per the ball that I've thrown, as per that is the ball that's coming to me, this is a consequence of my karma. Does she have any power now? The balls that I'm throwing to her are the balls which she had thrown previously. Fix this here. Nothing can come to me unless I have thrown it. There is nobody sitting there throwing balls at us. There is nobody sitting there throwing balls at us. Those balls which are coming to us are only the ones which we have thrown. I don't remember when I've thrown, but I have thrown. That is law of karma. So this ball coming to her is a ball which she has thrown previously. She does not remember when, where, how. She's forgotten. Now, does she have any power? Does she have any power, any control in her life right now? Because that's something she had thrown earlier. So now I can't do anything about what I had thrown earlier. Does she have any power now? Yes. What is her power now? What is her power now? Hanji? The response. So yesterday we saw there were options how she can respond. If she creates hurt, if she creates aggression, if she creates pain, that is the color of her new balls which she is throwing now. The ones which are coming to her are negative, and the negative ones are coming to her because she had earlier thrown some negative balls. Now if she creates pain, aggression, hurt, or even hatred, then what's the quality of the new balls that she's throwing? What is the quality of the new balls that she's throwing? Again negative. Again she will throw negative, again she will get negative back. Again she will get hurt, again she will throw negative. And that is how our karmic account gets entangled. But yesterday, all of you all gave her a good advice and you said, no, you have the choice how to think, how to respond. So one option was ignore. That was one option that we created yesterday. Ignore. So ignore is a better ball than... Then we created another option. Bless the other person. Now if she creates a blessing for me and she says, I understand, she's a pure soul, but... So what's the quality of the ball she's throwing out now? She's throwing out a high vibrational energy, a pure positive energy ball. Is she doing me a favor by doing that? Is she doing me a favor by blessing me? No. Who is she doing it for? That is the bottom line which needs to be underlined. By being good to people, we are not doing anyone a favor. We are doing it purely for... So you know that question, why should I forgive them when they have done wrong? But I am not doing anything for them. Forgiving them means I'm changing the quality of my karma. If I hold on to that hatred, that past resentment, it means I am radiating negative energy again. I'm again throwing negative balls out. And the number of negative balls I keep throwing out, certain it's returning. And today I just create one shift and I say, my karma is writing my destiny. My karma doesn't write the other person's destiny. If someone has wronged you, by being wrong, they have written their karma. Even if the whole world forgives them, even if the law of the country forgives them, the law of karma is with them. Everyone's law of karma is only with them. So if I have done wrong to you, even if the law of the country forgives me, law of karma is with me. The energy that I have created, it has to come back to me. Nobody can escape. It's a law. It's a law which is working like the law of gravity, always and with everyone the same way. It's a law. So when we say forgive, forget, release, bless, heal, we're doing all this for? We're doing all this for ourselves. Doesn't it become easier then? Doesn't it become easier to do it? It was difficult when we said, I'm forgiving them. I'm not forgiving them. Because I actually don't have the power to forgive anybody else. I don't have the power to forgive anybody else. Because forgiving someone else means your karma will not catch up with you. You will not get the consequence of what you have. I don't have the power to do that. I don't. That soul will now have to do some very good karma so that when that return comes, they have the strength to face it. When at the Brahma Kumaris, we meditate every morning, we meditate every evening, 6:30. But whenever there is something that happens in the world, any calamity, natural calamity, tragedy, we all come together and meditate to create higher vibrational energy. So the day the Mumbai terror attack had happened, it was 26-11, I've forgotten the year, and we all came to the center and we were meditating. And after an hour when we got up, the sister of the center, she said, so who did you all meditate for? So we said, the souls who left the body, left in so much pain. She said, and who else? The families of those who have left. She said, and who else? The ones who are injured in hospital. And who else? Those who are taking care of them, the doctors, the police, the security. And who else? People of the city are in so much pain and fear and panic. And we thought the list was complete. And she looked at us and she said, and who else? And we said, and? She said, the people who did it. And we said, no, we did not think of meditating for them. And she said, why? Do you realize what karma they have created? And what consequence is going to come to the souls who are responsible for this karma? Give that soul the strength to be able to face that consequence of the karma which is going to come, and release your resentment and your questioning by just blessing them and giving them strength to be able to face what they have done. That is karma and consequence. So we cannot hold anything which is not healthy inside us because someone else has done something. Because by holding it within us, we are holding the quality of that karma within us. Today in the world, we are seeing so much happening. So much happening all over the planet. Our role is to heal the planet, not to consume the karma energy of everyone, what they are doing on the planet. If we consume what they are doing, then a lower energy radiates all over the planet. And that is why the planet is not shifting upwards. And especially in an era where every minute you get an update of what's happening on the planet, in any corner of the world, millions and millions of people consume that, and millions of people say, how could they do this? How could they do this? How could they do this? And suddenly there is a lower energy vibrating all over the world. So meditation teaches us, when you see someone doing a lower energy karma, immediately raise your vibration and send a higher vibrational energy to that soul who's doing it, to the people who are affected by that karma, and all over the world. That is, together we will be able to raise the vibration of the planet. So the energy that I create is karma, and energy means thoughts, feelings, intentions, not just words and behavior. Because we all take care of what we speak, we take care of how we behave, and we say, I did right karma. But we are not checking how we were thinking about them. So meditation teaches us to be authentic. which means my thoughts, my words and my behavior should be in harmony. Do we know how to think another quality thought but to say it very beautifully, politically correct and politely, respectfully? Ever tried? Thoughts and words not in harmony. Are we able to do that? Anyone able to do that? No? It's very simple. I can meet her and I'll say, "It was wonderful meeting you. We should meet again. Let's have tea together tomorrow evening." And in my mind, I got so bored sitting with her. I am not going to take her call next time. This is karma. This is karma. So if I check myself, I'll say, "I was polite to her. I even had tea with her. Everything tick, tick, tick." And I give myself good marks for my karma. My karma is my thoughts. My thoughts are in thousands. My words are in hundreds. So when I count the number of balls, the thought and intention balls are way higher than my words and behavior. And so when the consequence comes, I say, "I've never done anything wrong with anyone. How could this happen to me?" So spirituality teaches us checking of karma here. And that's where we've gone to the root of the karma. The root of the karma. Now, same sister, if she understands the law of karma today and she says, "Acha, so I had thrown a negative ball to them and that's why they are doing this to me." But then she again says, "But I've never thrown a negative ball to them." In fact, to me she can say, "I don't know her, I'm meeting her for the first time. Where is the question of me having ever thrown a ball at her? I haven't even met her before. I haven't even seen her." She's not seen me, she's not met me after I've come in this costume. Karma is not between the body and the other body. The karma is between the soul and the other soul. And that's why without understanding I'm a soul, we can never understand karma properly. We can never understand karma properly without understanding I am a soul. So my karma energy exchange is with the soul. And so if I throw a ball to you right now, it's I, the soul, throwing an energy at you. We can meet again tomorrow. We can meet again next year. Or we may meet again after 100 years. You and me will not recognize each other. Because costume changed, situations changed, environment changed, everything changed. When the soul leaves, everything is left behind. What is the one thing that the soul is carrying with it? Karma, that recording. And then when you and me meet again, that's it. The karmic account starts. She doesn't know anything of that, where they are hiding. Spirituality is not saying that you are not with the law of the country. Spirituality is not saying that if someone has done wrong, they should not be caught by the law. Law of the country always has to work. The one who has done wrong has done wrong. Law of country will take action, has to take, not even in such a big thing as a terror attack, even a small thing, if you have not done right, I have not done right, law of country has to be followed. Spirituality is not saying forgive. Not that forgive, that the law of country should not take action. It only means I as a soul radiate power to that soul so that that soul starts healing itself and corrects its karma, because finally the soul has moved on to doing wrong karma. So we are working, the law of country will work on the legal action, and spiritually you and me can work on uplifting and transforming the energy of the soul so that there is not a repeated raw karma happening. So that is our power. Absolutely, absolutely. But that is how we will create a vibration which will start uplifting the world. We don't want to create vibration which is taking the energy of the world. If I have made a mistake, you take action with me, but along with that also do something so that I never make it again. And that will only happen if I strengthen myself. And I will be able to strengthen myself only with the right energy. But even if it's just here, 200, not 2 billion. If I make a mistake in front of 200 people right now, if it's legally wrong, legal action. But when 200 people will create criticism, hatred, hurt for me, soul power was here, and that's why I made a mistake. And now when 200 people will create such heavy energy for me, I will go. And then it's obvious that after that, my chances of making a mistake again will go higher. And so it will only increase. And that's why the world shifts down. But when I make a mistake and there are 200 people here, let the law take its action and let these 200 souls radiate a blessing. This is the end of your negative karmic account. You are a powerful soul and you will come out and create miracles. So that will help me to go a little bit up. So chances of me shifting to the other side. So that's our power. So which is my power and which is not my power? So law of karma, forgiveness is not saying, okay, you've done wrong, okay, forgive. No. But country will take its action. Rest of us will radiate energy to empower you so that this never ever happens again and you change your journey of karma and destiny. And if you change your journey of karma and destiny, many more people will get saved. So that's how karma works, because then that is our karma also. When you radiate energy of criticism to me, that becomes your karma. So I made a mistake, you also made a mistake. Mine is a little bigger mistake, yours is a bit, it's a mistake as a mistake. Which means any thought which dips soul power is not right karma. So what is right karma? How would I check whether my karma is right? My karma should elevate soul power. Battery should get charged. My karma should elevate soul power, then I am in the right direction. So if I do not recognize that what I have done to people for which they are behaving like this with me, I need to remember the karma is between the soul and the soul, not the body and the body, not the relationship and the relationship. And that is why many souls go in for a past life regression just to see what had happened between the two of us. Because when I come to know something had happened and this has happened, it becomes easier for me to accept that return ball. You know, it's like there are balls coming to you from this direction. Like, why are all these balls coming to me like this? And then someone says, wait a minute, rewind, see, you had thrown the ball like this. And we're like, oh, I had thrown the ball like this. Then it's okay. Then it has to come. But if I did not know that I had thrown the ball, then I was like, why? And just that is the reason why people get that regression done. But we don't need to get the regression done to know that I had thrown the ball. Because even if I get a regression done to know that I had thrown the ball, the power is not in the ball that I had thrown. The power is in the ball that I'm going to throw now. And so my present response is my new karma. My present response, the way I think, the way I speak, the way I behave, is my present karma. It's my response is my present karma. So at any moment, three aspects of time are working together. One, the ball coming to me. So anything happening to me, any situation, that is the ball of my past karma. So my past is coming to me. How I respond now is my new ball karma. So it is my present karma. And the quality of the present karma I create, the ball I throw now, is certain. It is going to come back to me. So my future gets decided. Let's look at this visually. Put your finger here. Let's see all the three aspects of time. It has to get recorded here. Whatever is coming to me, what is it? It's my past ball that is coming to me. Now check everything. And coming is not negative. All the beautiful things that are coming to me are a result of my good, beautiful balls that I had thrown earlier, my karma energy. So whatever is coming to me is my past coming to me. How I respond now is my present going out, and what present I throw out now is my future decided. So past is returning to me, present is getting created, future is getting decided. All three are happening every moment. Past coming to me, future getting created, past coming to me, present getting created, future getting decided. Past, I'm not aware of. It is powerful, but present is more powerful than the past. So do not focus on the past coming to you. Power is completely in the present karma. 2 days back, I was in Shantivan, where you are going to go tomorrow. There was a conference of doctors, and we had a doctor who had come from Delhi. She's a neurologist in a very top hospital of the city. Very good practice, beautiful family, perfect, an 8-year-old daughter, husband doing very well, ideal, perfect family, doing good work for the world. And she was sharing her experience day before yesterday, and she said, just one Sunday afternoon, I was resting. My Sunday afternoon nap is very important because my whole week is very hectic. And she said, I just turned and I saw my husband completely lost control over himself. He had had a stroke. It takes 1 second for destiny to change. And because she daily practices meditation, just for the last 3 years, she had come here in 2018 for the same conference. And she said, I just took a pause, I connected to the divine, I said, just keep guiding me what I have to do now. So the karmic account which had come was extremely tough. It was a right side, complete stroke. Because she herself is a neurologist, she immediately shifted him to her hospital, ICU. The top hospitals of the city, the top doctors of the city said, no. We will not be able to do anything in this. The damage is a lot. It's on the right side of the brain and all the medical things. Now, what is this? This is a past karma ball coming to me. Okay? It's a past karma. It's come to the husband. It's come to the wife. It's come to the little daughter. It is the karma of all three souls. It's the balls that's come to me. But because she studies the jnana every day, meditates, she took it up. She said, let everybody say what they are saying. Let everybody say what they are saying. And everybody sat and counseled her, saying, you are a doctor, you should understand. But we know you're a wife, so this is attachment, so you're being very positive. There's nothing positive that can happen in this. So we have to take care of all the care and support we get, but we have to hold on to our right karma. What they are saying is right. They were not wrong in what they were saying. And she started her journey. Powerful thoughts, daily meditation, physio, rehab, everything. Last year when he came to the center, this happened 3 years back. Last year when he came to the center, he couldn't even lift his foot. So he came in a wheelchair. Even to move his foot, we needed 2 people to help him to do that. And day before yesterday, he walked around Shantivan holding her hand. And when she got him there, and all the neurologists who were there in the conference day before yesterday, they said, this is not possible. And now she's kept the aim that next year he will come here and he will speak and he will share his experience. So this is the power of present karma. Let anything happen. It's the present karma which is more powerful. But because the impact of the past karma hits us and we start creating lower energy thoughts of worry, fear, giving up, guilt, helplessness, our new karma is also not of the best energy. And that's how karmic account gets entangled. So whatever may happen, power is in my present. Power is in my present. She drove all the way from Delhi with him. So imagine having someone who's medically not fit, any moment anything can happen, and you are on a Delhi Abu highway, which is a journey of 800 kilometers, which means a journey of 12 hours. 12 hours drive. She, her little daughter, who's now 12 years old, and husband, and she drove. This requires power. This requires power. And she says, next year I'm coming again. This year he was walking, next year he will be talking. She's made that announcement there. This is present karma. This is not just faith, it is the power of the right thinking. She creates affirmations for him, she creates affirmations for herself, she meditates with him daily, she studies the daily jnana, she's doing that every single day. And of course she's practicing. And now it has taken her neurology practice to another level. So her right karma is not just going to heal him, it's going to become instrument for healing so many other people, because now her way of treating them has changed. Their families can connect more to her, because now she's not just a doctor, she's someone who has first hand experience of healing. So not only my destiny will change, destiny of so many families will change if I just take care of my karma at that time. So power is in the present karma. Now what is predestined? The wall that is coming to me is predestined. And that's why when something happens, people say it was predestined. Of course it was predestined. That ball coming to me was predestined. But predestined by who? Predestined by who? By me. Then where is free will? If everything is predestined, then where is free will? Which ball is predestined and which ball is free will? The ball coming to me is predestined. The ball I'm going to throw now is free will. So I am not living a life of predestined. I am living a life of free will. At every moment it's my free will how to respond. So who is the creator of my destiny then? Who is the creator of my destiny? I. How am I creating my destiny? In my every thought. And so let whatever may be the situation, let whatever may be the behavior of the other person, my intentions, thoughts, and then obviously my words and behavior have to be the highest vibrational energy. It's my karma. It's my karma. Now, she and me together, we started a business. It was doing very well. We were good friends and we started a business doing extremely well. And then somewhere my intentions were a little, and I did something which was not right. I got everything in my name. I didn't give anything to her. She went into pain. The health of her body got affected because of that. Her children got affected because of that. I was leading a great life. So everyone who's looking at me saying, they've done so much wrong and yet destiny is perfect for them. How is this law of karma working? And she's such a wonderful soul. Everything is happening wrong with her. How is this law of karma working? Because we look at law of karma only what I'm doing now and what is the consequence now. Law of karma is not of the body. So you're not going to necessarily see the consequence right away. But I have done this karma with her. I have created a karma by which her mind is in pain, her body is not well, her family is affected. I'm leading a great life. 50 years later, I, the soul, leave the body. A few years later, this soul also leaves the body. And we move forward. New costumes, new environment, and then we meet again. I don't recognize her, she does not recognize me, and both of us don't remember what we have done. But when we both welcome each other's energy space, the karmic account will start exactly where it had stopped in the lost costume. And then automatically she will start doing certain things by which I will now experience a certain amount of pain. But now I have the power not to again create pain and then radiate negative energy, but now change the way I'm going to respond to that ball coming to me, which I had thrown earlier. So acceptance means accept what is coming to you. Doesn't mean what they're doing is right. Accept means don't waste time and energy in questioning why, what, how. What is coming to me is a return of my karma. Power is in my present karma. Focus is now on creating the right karmic energy. And power comes completely in my hand. I don't live like a victim to my past karma. I am the master of my life. The minute I become the master of my mind, I become the master of my life, the master of my destiny. There was a sister, she came to the center. And she's about 30, 35 years old now, the costume. And she was sitting in the meditation room, and then she just came out of that meditation room and she said, I just realized. I said, what happened? She said, when I was 5 years old, she was abused when she was 5 years old. And she was holding a lot of resentment for her parents, for of course the person involved. She didn't trust people only after that. She didn't get into any relationships. She lived alone. She said, I just don't like people at all now. And that day when she came out of the meditation room and she says, what happened to me was 30 years back. What that person did abused my body. 30 years I have abused myself. I said, what happened? 30 years, what has happened? She said, 30 years I have created so much hatred here for people. 30 years I am not being able to trust people. 30 years I have not forgiven my parents. 30 years I am living in pain. Who is the one who's bigger, the bigger mistake? She said, today I release what I was holding on to. It was my past karmic account or it was his present karma. I don't know, but I am releasing everything. I want to live a happy life. This is aha moment for us, where we say we cannot live a victim to other people's karma. We cannot. It is their karma, but we will not live like a victim in pain. We rise above that. And that's why forgiveness is very powerful. Very powerful. But we can forgive very easily when we understand we're not doing it to them. We are forgiving ourselves. We are forgiving ourselves. So daily a few minutes of meditation strengthens the soul power. And when I, the soul, start getting strengthened, for me to be able to create pure thoughts in every scene becomes easier. So I am creating right karma. Then I may dip, make a mistake, then I again correct it immediately. But the journey has begun to be on the right karma. So what meditation and daily spiritual gyan helps me is, one, to create the right karma now. Second, whatever is coming to me of my past karmic account, I'm able to respond better, so I will be able to create the right karma now to settle that past karmic account. Always settle past karmic accounts. Do not keep them entangled. If I remain entangled in a past karmic account, then we will meet again. It's like you and me meet for coffee today. It's a good conversation and then one difference of opinion, it becomes ugly. And we have an argument. It's our first meeting. You go home, I go home, next month we meet again. And we say, I don't even want to talk to her today. So that's my second meeting. So my second meeting is getting a little more complex than the first one. Third meeting, I just downright ignore you. I don't even look at you. So every next meeting gets a little tougher than the first one, until in one of the meetings, one of us is going to say, forget what happened, I'm going to go up to her and talk to her. That's it. Karmic account changed. Otherwise, every next meeting is going to get. So settle it. Settle it. If you can settle it outside, very good. If something cannot be settled outside, at least it can be settled in my mind. And that's why blessing people settles my karmic account. It settles my karmic account because I'm no more holding any clutter for anybody. Release, irrespective of what they have done, I have to release, remembering if it was something illegal, law of country will take care, and law of karma will always take care. I have to take care of my karma. Their karma, their destiny. My karma, my destiny. Their karma does not write my destiny. This has to be very clear. Do not look at people and say, you messed up my life. Nobody can mess up my life. And nobody can create miracles in my life. I do what I have to do with my life. Nobody else. Nobody else. Never blaming people for what's happening in our life. They can only mess up their life. I can do that to mine. And I can create magic with my life. Because law of karma is my karma, my destiny. Your karma, your destiny. Not your karma, my destiny. Or my karma, your destiny. No. my karma, my destiny. The ball you throw will come back to you. The ball the other person has thrown doesn't come back to you. It cannot come back to you. Only what I throw will come back to me. So that is why what we are doing in our affirmations and in our meditation is we are creating high vibrational thoughts. I am a powerful soul. I am a divine soul. I release, I forgive. These are all high vibrational thoughts, which means these are right karma thoughts. And very soon, this vocabulary is not just a vocabulary during meditation. This will start becoming your vocabulary, day-to-day vocabulary. Your normal conversation vocabulary will be a higher vibrational vocabulary. We're going to learn meditation every day and of course after we return also. But a lot of us know how law of manifestation works. That's also karma. I create a thought, it manifests. That's a karma. But a lot of people use law of manifestation to manifest something in the outer world. Meditation teaches us to use it to manifest something here. So let's write a few thoughts which you can use in the next 1 week. And then after you go back, and of course then once you integrate meditation with that, then you don't need to do law of manifestation. Then you are at a higher level. So let's write a series of thoughts. First thought is, I am a powerful soul. We are going to reaffirm this daily so that it is going to manifest. It will become a reality. Affirmation of who I am. I am a powerful soul. Powerful soul means my remote control is in my hand. I choose how I respond. Second, I am calm and stable always. I am calm and stable always. Third, I am fearless, I am confident. Post-COVID, there's a vibration of fear in the air. I'm fearless, I'm confident. Fourth, I'm always happy. I'm always happy. Fifth will be personal. You will write one affirmation for any personality trait that you want to change. Vocabulary is very important. We don't put any negative word. We don't put the personality trait which is right now, which means I don't say, I'm not going to get angry. That is not affirmation. I am a peaceful soul. So check the nature that you want to change. Write the quality which is counter to that and say, I am fill in the blank soul. For example, if someone has a nature of not reaching on time, you know, it's a sanskar. It's a past recording that is there. Beautifully, they can be late always. Always. They want to be on time, but sometimes just doesn't happen. So then we will put an affirmation. I am always... What is the rest of the line? Now we're going to learn this vocabulary. Yeah? We should be able to write affirmations for anyone. Your friends will come to you with their problem. Write affirmations and give them like a prescription. Go do these 5 thoughts. You'll change. I am always before time. Let's take it higher. I'm always before time. Someone has a sanskar of postponing things. Ah, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it another day. I always do everything accurately before time. So just counter statement, that's all. I'm not going to keep on throwing the negative ball saying I'm always late, I never complete my things, I decided to do it but I've not done it. These are all energy balls which are throwing repeatedly. And because that's the energy of the ball I throw, that is the outcome. I always complete my task accurately before time. If I'm not getting along with someone, I tend to say I don't know why we both have a problem. Everything else is fine, but with this person, I just cannot get along. Keep on throwing the balls of this color, and the conflict will only keep getting. So what's going to be the affirmation for that? What's going to be the affirmation if I don't get along with someone? There's a little conflict. What will be the affirmation? I Simple, very simple. Whatever you want to see in reality, you have to create a thought, it is. Very easy. We, yeah, simple, see? She and me, he and me, we get along fabulously, she says. Great, it's the most beautiful relationship of my life. Keep throwing that energy ball. Keep throwing that energy ball. We have a great relationship. We're great at work together. Together the two of us create miracles in whichever project we take up. Rather than saying whatever we do together, it always gets complicated. You see, that's karma ball, throwing those thoughts. So that's why this affirmation very soon will become our day-to-day vocabulary. Vocabulary. I cannot forgive, I cannot forget, I cannot forgive, I cannot forget. Negative energy ball. New karma. I release the past. I forgive. I forget. I release the past. I forgive. I forget. One affirmation for the health of the body. My body is, yes, fill in the blank. What will be the affirmation? My body is perfect and healthy always. Perfect? Because we tend to look into the mirror and find out things which are not perfect. And then we compare with others and see the things which are not perfect. And that's not good karma to reject the body. Not good karma. So my body is perfect and healthy always. Always also has to be underlined. Perfect, healthy, always. In case my body is going through any health issue, any parameter in the body which is not in the normal range, add a specific thought for that. So in case it is a high blood pressure, then we will say my blood pressure is normal. Don't say low, huh? It will go low. So if it's high, we don't say low. We will say my blood pressure is, the vocabulary is very important. Otherwise we'll go in another direction, destiny. My blood pressure is normal, and put the value there. The figure should be there. Affirmation should be as specific as possible. My blood pressure is normal, fill in the blank, the value, the number. So you can put your sugar level, only if it's not in the range. Otherwise only one sankalp. My body is perfect, healthy, always. Then one affirmation for relationships. I accept everyone, everyone accepts me. I accept everyone, everyone accepts me. And all my relationships stand on a foundation of respect and trust. All my relationships. I accept people, people accept me, and all my relationships stand on trust and respect. Another affirmation for what we do, our work, whatever we are doing, affirmation for that. That you will need to create. Vocabulary is important. Whatever you want to see as your reality in the coming time, create the thought it already has happened. Don't say it should be like that, I wish it is like that. No, it already is. So if you want to achieve something, you want to become something, you have to say, I'm already there. I'm already there. I'm already so and so, playing this and this role. It works always. It always works. Success is certain for me. Not success is what I want. Success is certain for me. The word makes a difference. If I say success is what I want, then I'm always wanting. Want, want. Words. Success is certain for me. We're living in a world where people create an affirmation, I'm very busy, I don't have time. Every day they will say, I'm very busy, I don't have time, I don't have time, I don't have time. Never create a thought of lack. Lack of time, lack of wealth, lack of resources, lack of people. Never. Lack, consequence will be lack. Because I'm throwing that ball every day. I don't have time. I don't have time. So what will be the affirmation? I have I have enough time to do everything. Anything higher than that, that's very good. One step higher. First change the word I am busy to Dadi Janki, who was administrative head of the organization. She left in 2020 at the age of 104. And she's traveled all over the world. Even 2 months before she left, at the age of 104, she was traveling all over the world. She became instrument from traveling from Mount Abu to London in 1970s, and from 1970s all over the world, the Raj Yoga meditation centers, which are there in over 130 countries, she was the foundation pillar behind that. She would never let us use the word, I am busy. She said, how can you be busy? Busy is a low energy word, it's clutter. She said, I am easy. I am easy. So that's the affirmation. I am easy and I have more time than I need. By the time you are on your return flight, your vocabulary is going to be completely different. It doesn't matter whether we talk Russian, English, Hindi, Chinese. We're just going to talk a high vibrational vocabulary. I'm easy and I have more time than I need. And last, God's power and blessings is a divine circle of protection around me. Draw a divine circle of protection around yourself. It's like a protection shield. Higher vibrational energy around you. Visualize a white light circle around you. Out in the world, we meet so many people, so many vibrations, so many places, so many vibrations. And we say, I got sucked, my energy got sucked going to that place. My energy got sucked meeting that person. Don't focus on other people's vibration. Higher vibration for yourself. God's power and blessings is a divine circle of protection around me. So when you protect yourself with a higher vibrational energy, a lower vibrational energy cannot enter into your energy space. It's like that PP kit. You can wear it and walk into the ICU COVID. Just wear it and walk and heal everyone. So simple 8 to 10 thoughts. This is a basic set of affirmations. These are basic set of thoughts. You can change. You can write what you would like. Vocabulary is very important. I'm a powerful soul. I'm calm and stable always. I'm happy always. I'm fearless. I'm confident. The fifth one was our personal nature that we wanted to change. Sixth is, my body is perfect, healthy always. Any issue, separate thought for that. I accept people, people accept me. All my relationships stand on trust and respect. Professional affirmation, success is certain for me. I'm easy, I have more time than I need. I have more wealth than I need. Always an affirmation of abundance. If I have anything to forgive and forget, then I release the past, I forgive, I forget, I bless them. And God's power and blessings is a circle of protection around me. Now this is our basic set of affirmations. This is what we actually do in meditation also. But till I learn and do it every day, I can start with this today itself. Now what is very important is what time to do our affirmations. Most important, just before going to sleep. Just before going to sleep, my last thoughts. But by the end of the day, sometimes there are too many thoughts on our mind, so it's good to keep a diary. You can continue with the same diary when you go back. This diary could be used for that. Keep it next to your pillow, and your last minute before going to sleep, just write them out once. It will take 2 minutes only. After that, no conversations, no checking the phone again. It has to be the last thoughts which will go into the subconscious when I sleep. At least an hour before we sleep, we should not be consuming any low energy content. Actually, 2 hours. Anything from media, anything from social media, the world news, any low vibrational content, anything in the name of entertainment, lust, ego, greed, anger, fear, aggression, violence, crime, not to be consumed before going to sleep. Next 6-8 hours, that is the energy which gets processed in your system, in the soul and also in the body. So at least 2 hours before we sleep, disconnect from all that. And 15 minutes before we sleep, we keep it as my time. 10 minutes, consume something pure and positive, like spiritual content. Because content creates our thoughts. Content is our emotional diet. So 10 minutes, read a book, listen to a video, audio. 10 minutes. So you will consume content of purity, power, faith, forgiveness, compassion, empathy. Next 6-7 hours, that is the energy that will move through the mind and the body. And then just before going to sleep, meditate. Clean yourself of the energy of the day. Prepare yourself. Come into the soul consciousness stage. Connect to the divine power. And that's the time when you can write these affirmations. You can write any personal specific affirmation in this experiment. It will always work. It's a law, and laws always work. Next, second time that we have to do it is first thing in the morning. So these are the two times when the subconscious mind is active. So with eyes half open, don't check the phone first. Otherwise we consume the world onto our mind. We have to create our world first. So first thoughts in the morning, we wake up saying good morning to the divine, and we say, I'm a powerful soul, I'm happy, I'm peaceful. Everything. If you have anything lined up for the day, create an affirmation for that meeting. Create an affirmation for that interaction. Bless that meeting in the morning. And that's why the world always taught us, well begun is half done. So well begun was the thought in the morning about that. So these are the two times which are very important, just before going to sleep, first thing in the morning. How many of you will be doing meditation in every morning once you return to your country? It gets recorded over here. That's why we have to do it. It gets recorded here. My mind is listening to what I'm saying right now. I will do it. And another very, very important time when this can be done and which creates deep impact is just before your meal. Just before the meal. We were taught always, pray, take a moment, gratitude before we eat. So why was it so important to create that 1 minute of silence before I eat, or a 30-second silence before I eat, so that I create the right vibrations for the food? You are what you eat is what we read and listen to everywhere. But you are what you eat, I am what I eat, does not mean my body is what I eat. It means I am what I eat. I am what I eat. So the food that I'm eating has come through various minds before it reaches my plate. From the farm to the shop to the kitchen to, and then it's there. So it's got a lot of energies with it. So I just take my 10 seconds and energize the food with, I'm a powerful soul, I'm happy always, success is certain for me, my body is perfect, healthy. Just keep a shorter version of this one. It's like something I sprinkle onto the food before I eat. A little practice. No screens while eating. No distracted eating. Distracted eating is not just unhealthy for the body, but very unhealthy for the soul also. Because those words that we are consuming are becoming the vibration of the meal. And that will become the vibration of I am what I eat. I am what I eat. So 30 seconds pause and we say our affirmations just before we eat. And if you want them to manifest faster, then before you have your glass of water. Water absorbs vibrations. Water absorbs vibrations. I'm sure you must have seen on the internet those water crystals where you write love and you will see the crystal formation. You write hate and you see the crystal formation. It's because water absorbs vibrations. So the best thing is to have your 2-3 liter bottle of water in the morning with you during your meditation. Let all the high energy vibrations go into that water and then use that water throughout the day. Water, food, which means what I watch, read, listen, eat, drink. This is five raw material which goes in. Watch, read, listen, eat, drink. These five raw material creates my thoughts. These five raw material creates my thoughts. Watch, read, listen, eat, drink. So since the day you've come to Gyan Sarovar, your watch, read, listen, eat, drink has changed. And that's why you're feeling different. That's why you're feeling different. Watch, read, listen, eat, drink. If these five are high vibrational, very easy to be a high vibrational. So very easy, comes natural. We are in Pandav Bhavan today. This was the first campus. The first campus. Of course, you will hear how it all started. But this is where the Brahma Kumaris came in 1952-53. A very small group. And Brahma Baba, there's the photo. You will hear his magical story and the power of one, where one soul and one thought can create the destiny of millions, millions. So the divine power used him as an instrument to share the knowledge of what is a soul, what is the soul world, the divine power and the cycle of time. What's the time where we are and what's the time to come. So all that knowledge was shared with him. He became the instrument, and then Raj Yoga, the meditation. And that's where the journey started. And today, it started in 1937. A very small group of 300 started with him. And those are our dadis today, which you see photos everywhere. And from 1937 to today, 2023, that small group, and it's all spread now in over 135 countries, centers all over the world. It's the power of one soul's one thought. One thought. And when we hear the story, we understand how much responsibility we have with our every thought and with our every decision. It can change destinies. So when you will go to Pandav Bhavan, which is just across this hall, that's the place where Brahma Baba stayed. So that's his little room there. It's now a meditation room. And that's where Brahma Baba stayed from 1953 up to 1969. So he reached his stage of soul completion on 18th January 1969. And so you will also visit the Tower of Peace, which is where the body was last cremated. But today it is now a meditation place. So we all sit there to meditate. So the vibrations of Gyan Sarovar took you from here to here. The vibrations of Pandav Bhavan will take you from here to here. Because this is where a lot of meditation has happened. Since 1953, Baba, Dadis, everybody. So when you go to the meditation room, when you go to Baba's room, when you sit at the Tower of Peace, there's nothing to see. It's just there to just be there. Just be there. Even if I don't know how to meditate, it doesn't matter. I just sit. Just sit and just allow the vibration to get into your energy field. Don't do anything. Just sit. We're not going for sightseeing. There's nothing much to see over there. It's all to absorb. It's all to consume. And when I consume that, my vibration goes here. Let's take a minute of silence. And then, as brother shared with us, we will, each one will come up in silence. We're getting a blessing card today. Everyone's blessing card will be different. So blessing card is like a, what do I call it? Spiritual horoscope. This is your future. This is who you are. So that's going to be the blessing card. You are, and then there'll be a beautiful line written there. And when you will read it, everyone will feel, this is perfect for me. This is perfect for me. There's some magic how it works, but it always works. So just pick it up with that. Okay, what's your blessing for me? And when you read it, you'll realize this is perfect for me. And there's a book which is called The Power of One Thought. And there is, what was the third gift? What was the third gift? Coasters come from Japan, right? Yes. So we will come one by one in silence for our gift and blessing card. And then we will go for tea and then to the meditation room. Just a minute of silence. Checking my destiny. And checking my present karma energy bots. Whether it's for myself. How do I think about myself? I release any lower vibrational thought I carry for myself. Past is past. It's over. It was my karmic account. It's over. Over, never ever to come again. I forgive myself. I am a beautiful, pure soul. Past karmic account is over. I love myself. I accept myself. And take this moment to create your high vibrational thought for any karmic account that you see in your life which needs to change. Most of our things are perfect. If there's anything that I want to change, transform, heal, this is the moment to choose the right karma thought. If there is a soul who's moved forward on their journey, and I'm not able to say that to them, I didn't say it before they left. It's a soul-to-soul communication. I can say it now and they will catch it. The body is no more. They and I are connected. My thoughts reach them when they were here. My thoughts reach them wherever they are today. Let's continue silence, Mirakini. Go silence.